Good evening. My name is Gustavo, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Your answers will remain confidential. Are you or is anyone in your household?
Who are you with?
I'm sorry. This enterprise is called Opinion Research.
Opinion Research?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sure I'll listen to what you have to say.
All right. Just let me ask you, are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns?
No.
No. Okay. Thank you so much. Well, just thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? You are definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote, or you're not registered to vote?
Very likely to vote. Or I will vote. I don't know.
All right. Thank you so much. What is your age?
70.
Thank you so much. And, well, generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
They're slowly getting back on the right track.
Okay, thank you so much. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November, and please indicate how you would vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county? This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Yes.
All right. And would you say that you are definitely voting yes in favor or probably?
Oh, yes in favor.
So we could say that you are definitely going to vote yes.
Yes, definitely we'll vote yes.
All right. Thank you so much. Since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal, but in a simpler way. This proposal would dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It would be paid for a slight property tax increase. And knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this?
I would vote yes in favor.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
All right. Thank you so much. Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes, definitely.
Thank you so much. As mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $105 per year, or I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year, or I am fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Or I oppose this proposal, regardless of how much money would be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Which one comes closest to your opinion?
I think leave it as it is. Leave the proposal at the $90 a year per household. And where is this information going?
I am so sorry. I don't have that information. This is in order to not to influence your opinion.
Okay. Is there more?
Okay, it's just the same one. All right, thank you so much. And, well, from the following list, which issues should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? I am going to read you a list. Controlling growth and development, reducing traffic and congestion, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, improving public education and local schools, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, protecting water quality and water supply, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, making housing more affordable, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, or improving local roads and infrastructure.
Okay, that's a long list. How many choices do I get?
In this case, it's just one option. What you think is the most important issue that the local elected officials must focus to help you and your family?
I think it was health, education, and something. I can't remember what you said.
Oh, so you could say that... to the public education.
Right.
To improve it, improving public education and local schools.
Right.
All right. Thank you so much. You will now be giving a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. And please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of it, you can indicate that as well. For example, your city or township government, do you have an opinion very favorable of them, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very unfavorable?
There's no positive option there. I am happy with our township.
Oh, I mean, the positive aspects are very favorable, somewhat favorable, and the negatives are somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable.
Just very favorable.
Very favorable. All right. Thank you so much. What about Traverse area recreation and transportation trails, also known as TART trails?
Very favorable.
Thank you so much. And what about Grand Traverse County government?
Not so much. So it's favorable,
the options are very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. All right. Thank you so much. And do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Too fast.
Too fast. Okay. Thank you so much. If approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
Distrust.
Do you trust them or do you not trust them?
not trust.
And you could say that probably you don't trust them, or definitely you don't trust them.
Let me think what the current one makeup is. Somewhat distrust.
Just like probably you don't trust them.
Right.
All right. Thank you so much. And there are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove each of the following ways to spend this money. I am going to read you on this, and you can tell me if you have strongly approved for this statement, or somewhat approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved. For example, to increase accessibility to natural areas and open space, you are strongly approved with this, or somewhat approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Strongly approved.
Thank you. To promote recreational opportunities.
Somewhat approved.
Somewhat approved. Thank you so much. To promote local economic development?
Somewhat approved.
Thank you. To increase non-motorized transportation options?
Motorized or non-motorized?
Motorized
options?
To increase non-motorized transportation options.
Non-motorized.
Yeah.
Like a bicycle, you mean? Sort of?
Yeah. Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, okay. No motor. Strongly approve.
Strongly approve. All right. Thank you so much. And to plan and construct new trails?
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve. Thank you. To improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. To promote health and wellness.
Strongly approve.
Thanks. To provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling.
Strongly approve.
To protect open space from residential and commercial development.
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And to maintain existing trails?
I strongly approve.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. And now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained, constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County?
So there are two options?
Yeah, there are two options. If you want, I can repeat it again.
No, that's fine. I think it's number two, second option.
All right, thank you so much. And you will now be given a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. And please indicate if it would make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. If it would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. And the funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds. You are much more likely with this, somewhat more likely with this, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Yes, more likely.
More likely. Thank you so much. There will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public. The same options. Yeah, do you think that it is much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that? I was looking out the window.
Oh, no problem. There will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public.
Yes. Fully yes.
So you could say that it is much more likely for you.
Yes. Annual review. Good idea.
Okay, thank you, thank you. And there will be full public disclosure of all project spending.
Okay, finally approved.
It's like, do you think that it's much more likely for you?
Yes, more likely.
Okay, thank you. And a citizens oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision making and ensures the funds are administered of their intended purposes. It is much more likely for you, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
More likely.
More
likely. To include everybody, what you're saying.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. And now you will be given some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If it would make no difference, you can indicate that to me as well. For example, this proposal would improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County, so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby. For you, this statement is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Mm-hmm. Somewhat, thank you. And in today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle. This is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing.
Very convincing.
Okay. $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy.
Convincing.
Very or somewhat convincing?
Very. Mm-hmm.
Very. Okay, thank you. The proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well-maintained, free and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all.
That's convincing.
I'm sorry,
very,
can you repeat that?
Very convincing, I guess. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. The Grand Traverse County's trail network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal would add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails.
Very convincing.
Very convincing. Okay, thank you so much. Trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal would help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs. This is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not convincing, or not at all convincing.
Somewhat convincing.
Okay, thank you. This proposal will keep Grand Traverse County's trails network free from motorized vehicles, so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby.
Very convincing.
Thank you.
Are there like a ton more questions? I'm running out of time here.
Oh, I'm sorry, but we are almost finished with this part.
Okay.
I thank you so much for your time. This proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural life, wildlife habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams.
Yes, convincing, very convincing.
Very convincing, okay. This proposal will improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors.
Very convincing.
Thank you. This proposal preserves access to outer space so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do.
Well, that's sure. Very convincing.
Very convincing. Thank you. And the last one for this. Boardman Lake Loop Trail and the Tart Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal will help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the county.
Okay, very convincing.
Okay, thank you so much. Just let me confirm you that we have completed 67% for this survey. Thank you so much for your time, and I will not take you too much time for this. And now, taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Yes.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you so much. And now you will be given some statements against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. For example, there are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems. For this statement for you is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing.
Somewhat.
Somewhat convincing. And this proposal is. I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. This proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayer foot the bill. This statement is for you very convincing, somewhat not too convincing, or not at all convincing.
I don't know. I don't know who they are. I don't know what they're talking about. So, not convincing.
Not too convincing or not at all convincing?
Somewhat not convincing. I don't know what you want.
Oh, not, you mean not too convincing?
Not very convincing, no.
Oh, okay, thank you. There are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, companies, and philanthropies should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes. For you, this is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing, all right. This proposal will give million more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we can trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting wasted on their pet projects.
What
about
what kind
this statement? This
somewhat.
Is the same. Oh, somewhat. Somewhat convincing. Okay, thank you. This proposal would raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million. $43 million.
Okay, that's a tough one. Because I don't think that's a good idea.
So
what is my answer? No convince, not convincing? I don't know. I don't know how you're phrasing it.
So you can say that it is not too convincing or not at all convincing?
Just not.
Not too convincing or not at all? It's like
if this is in favor of this project, then that statement
mm-hmm.
would not be favorable to the proposal.
All right. You can tell me if you think that this statement is not so convincing or not at all convincing.
Not at all convincing.
All right. Thank you. This proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with the traffic congestion and too much growth.
Not at all convincing. Not at all.
Thank you so much. With inflation, high gas prices, rising home prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes. What about this thing?
That's kind of convincing, sort of.
Mm-hmm. Somewhat convincing. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. Let me tell you that we have completed an 81% of this survey. I really thank you for your time. There's just a few questions more, and that's everything. And one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I would vote yes.
Yes, and definitely all probably.
Definitely.
Okay. Now, you will be given a statement to complete in your own words. If I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is? What is for you?
It is that the local people are paying for benefits to tourism.
For benefits of tourists.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you so much. And before we finish, you will now be asked about another proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. This proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Millage Renewal. And the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a renewal of the previously approved 1 mil for local streets, roads, highways, and bridges, repair and improvement millage, beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvement of streets, roads, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County. If approved in levied in full, the renewal millage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
That's for the taxpayers to pay for the improvements, right? So,
Yeah, you could say that you definitely vote.
Okay, maybe, somewhat, maybe.
So you could say probably you will vote yes in favor.
Yep, that'll work. Probably.
Okay, thank you. I'm now going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish for confidential purposes, just to be sure we have a representative sample. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election?
No, I don't think that's a fair question. Thank you. I'd rather not answer.
Oh, all right. Thank you. And let me tell you, with which political party are you affiliated?
My record says Democrat.
Democrat. Okay, thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Okay. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Master's degree, college, university.
It is a 2-year degree.
Actually, no. It is a
4+
year degree.
All right, thank you. And Do you own or rent the home that you are currently living in?
Own it.
All right, thank you. Do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household?
Nope.
No, okay. And what is your main racial background?
Irish.
I'm sorry?
I said Irish.
Irish. Oh.
White? I guess it's white. Probably white. Probably listed
as white. Okay. Let me tell you that we have completed the 100%. I really thank you so much for your time and hope you have a grateful day. A wonderful day, I'm sorry.
Grateful is a good word. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Thank you so much. Have a nice day.
Bye-bye.